Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
It's 3 minutes after 8 o'clock. Welcome to Point of View. My name is Pimelo Modine. It's Tuesday, so we really have a lot coming up on the show today. As you know, we have our Apartheid X Files, and we're going to be looking into Dulcie September. Really, really interesting character. And yes, unfortunately, that particular case itself has gone a bit cold. We'll also look at the ANC submissions at the TRC. That will be very, very interesting, just to jog your memories a bit. So people like Mike Maharaj, Thabo Mbeki, they give some testimony. So that's going to be very interesting. But we will be speaking to Action SA as well as BOSA, and we'll be talking to them about the electoral reform proposals. All of us are welcome to do that. In fact, NPOs have also done that, but they put forward some really interesting ideas, and I'd actually like to hear what you think of those ideas. I mean, would you like to directly elect a president? Would you like to have a ballot with the face of a president and you putting your X on that ballot and saying, this is the man, not necessarily this is the party, but this is the man that I want to be my president? Is that something that you would welcome? Well, that's what they're proposing. And we'll obviously hear, you know, from them and other details that they're also proposing. So we'll have that conversation with them in a short while. We continue watching the story. It's still Fontaine. It's still a story. It's still a major story. And I've said it, it's a developing story. I am nervous about how it's going to end, but the police today were in court because they are still waiting to hear, you know, what happens. They've appealed a judgment that was handed down this weekend. It was an interim judgment, but they have appealed it. And they are objecting to the fact that they now need to, as the state, they now need to unblock. This is how the judgment was handed down. They need to be unblocking the shaft and institute whether, you know, the people, whether they are fed, whether they have water and so on. So that is part of what the judgment, interim judgment, had said. The state is waiting to hear what the judge will then subsequently to that will have to say. And so the police are opposing that. I'm interested in finding out what happens after that if the police are successful. So let's go straight to Brigadier Atlinda Mate, who's SAPS's national spokesperson. Thank you very much for your time. Good evening and welcome.
A very good evening to you and to your listeners.
Brigadier, thank you so much for giving us an update today. It's probably going to be one of those where we continue asking you for an update every single day. The minister had declared that there is going to be a rescue mission underway where technical people will be put together to try and work on a rescue mission. How far is that operation going?
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for the opportunity. Let me firstly indicate that as the SAPS, we don't have the capacity, we don't have the resources, and it's not our mandate to conduct this particular rescue mission. But we are forming part of the committee that will ensure that a rescue plan is conducted as instructed by the minister. So the mine experts have went to conduct an assessment. That particular assessment will then a report will be developed, and that particular report will inform the operational plan, which will then be presented to the ministers. The ministers will provide a way forward on what happens next. But we've been very firm in saying that as the SAPS, we stand firm with our operations. We are still calling on all these illegal miners to resurface. We are there to prevent and combat all forms of criminality, and we still stand firm to say what is happening underground there, it is pure criminality.
We understand that you were also briefed by DMRE, you were also briefed by the previous owners of the mine about the conditions down there, you know, how safe or unsafe it is, that there are gases there as well. Who are the previous owners of this mine?
Well, on issues of previous miners, previous rather owners, I can't really get into that. That's the space of DMRE. Our presence there as the police is to prevent, combat, and investigate crime. And that is what Operation Vala Umgodi is about. We established Operation Vala Umgodi last year in December 2023. as a direct call from the president, because there were a number of incidents, worrying, concerning incidents across the country that involved illicit mining activities. You will recall the 8 women that were raped in Krugersdorp. Till today, there is no breakthrough in that case because illegal miners were involved. We know the majority of them are mostly undocumented nationals, which makes it difficult for us to track cases because we do not have any DNA. We don't have fingerprints on these people. So when you do get the DNA from the rape victims, what do you compare it against? Because there is no hit in the system because they are undocumented. We don't have any DNA of theirs on the system. So makes it quite difficult for us. And then you'll recall, actually, in the vicinity where we are operating, last year, June, we picked up 20 bodies of illegal miners. Also in the Klerksdorp area, there was a tavern shooting where people were killed, also the work of illegal miners. So it was on that basis that Operation Balamgodi was established. The Rivalry community, you'll remember, they were up in arms, where illegal miners were fighting over turf. They were shooting at each other, killing each other, and stuff. So it is on that basis that Operation Balamgodi was established to say, let us strengthen our fight against illegal mining activities. And that is what we are seeing today. Since December, to date, more than 15,000 suspects, the majority of them illegal miners, the majority of them, undocumented nationals, and so on. And that is why we are intensifying our operations. So in terms of the owners of the mines and so on, that's the space of DMRE. But yes, we are aware that they have indicated that this particular shaft, it was an abandoned mine. For the mere fact that it was apparently closed, according to DMRE, it was closed. It then, these illegal miners came with explosives and opened it. And it can tell you that we're not sure even if underground there it's stable. So firstly, you can't send police officers or soldiers.
Brigadier Matt, let's stay with one thing at a time, because I think you're responding to too many things at the same time. I need to follow. Was it abandoned or not? You've said two different contradicting statements.
What is contradictory about
that it was sealed off and that it was abandoned? Those are contradictory.
That's what I'm saying. That is the space of DMRE. That's what I'm saying.
How is that the space of DMRE? Can I just maybe finish my question? You've outlined the fact that your job as SAPS is to investigate crime. Why does your operation only limit itself to people on the ground? Why does it not investigate who was responsible for abandoning the mine if it was abandoned? And why do you only leave it to DMRE to investigate that? Isn't that your job? Don't you have a corporation to do that? Didn't you sign an agreement to work together? And therefore, you should also be involved in understanding who should be looking at, who you should be looking at as the owners of the mine.
I'm giving you this information because that is part of the state work that we have done. So I'm telling you that it is an abandoned mine, but also that it was closed off, sealed off.
If it was abandoned, why are you not then investigating the owners?
Why are we not?
Investigating the owners.
Look, if there is a need for investigation, we are going to be investigating. But now we are facing a crisis where we are dealing with a rescue mission. So when you deal with an operation, you deal with the most important element, and the crisis that is at hand now is for all those people to resurface. Other segments of the investigation will follow. We are not saying we're not going to investigate. We are saying we're taking it piece by piece. And the most urgent one is that the directive has been given for all those underground to resurface.
And you cannot do all of this at the same time?
You cannot what?
The police cannot do investigations and still worry about this operation at the same time.
The investigation. I think let's not jump the gun. Let's not rush into things. The investigations are, obviously, they can run parallel, but a proper briefing will be made once we are ready to say, this is what we have uncovered. I am merely giving you what we have uncovered thus far to say, these are the facts that are on the table. But obviously, those particular facts must still be tested. But at this current juncture, the focus of the operation is to get everyone out of that mine underground. That is why everyone, we've pulled everyone together. We are leaving no one behind, because the mine owners, the mine experts, they have a responsibility. DMRE has a responsibility. And if you'll recall, on Thursday when the minister was there, he convened and established a team that will work together for now to ensure that all those illegal miners that are there, they resurface. So that is the first point of our investigation, and our operation is focusing on that. Whether there are other elements, we'll
speak. Brigadier, I'm very confused. I'm extremely confused. You've just told me that it's a responsibility of yourselves. It's a responsibility of the... And we know about this operation, which the minister spoke about. But at one point, you're telling us that it's the responsibility of the mine owner, and yet... There is no mine owner that's coming to the fore to help you with this operation.
How so are you?
Because that's what you said. It's not your minister actually didn't tell us.
The mine owners and the mine experts. If you had watched the minister's briefing,
mine experts are not mine owners. Those are two different things.
If you had listened and you watched the briefing of the minister last week, you'd be better positioned to engage me now, because in that particular briefing, the representatives of the mine owners were there, the mine experts were there. The minister announced that a team that involves all these stakeholders has been established, and that this team will be led by the MEC of Community Safety in that particular province, and they will then obviously take the responsibility to ensure that all these illegal miners are then resurface. I don't know what the negativity about, because the police are doing great work. We are stamping the authority of the state.
Brigadier, can I just ask another question?
Support us in the work that we do. We don't expect you to now come point fingers. We are here.
Brigadier, can I ask a question?
Because the police have stamped the authority of the state.
If that information is available and some of us were not following, then give us the name of the mine owners that are part of your operation.
Is that my space?
You've just said we didn't follow and we don't know. So you can give us that information, because we didn't follow.
It's the DMRE space to give you that particular information.
So you are not going to be giving us information about an operation that you are heading?
The MEC of Community Safety is heading that particular task team. There would be better position.
Instructed by the Minister of Police.
Absolutely.
Yes, so it is actually headed by your department. So can you give us then the details of who's supporting you in this operation, especially the mine owners? Why are you protecting the mine owners?
I'm not protecting any mine owners. It is not my space. I can't have the name. I don't have the name of the mine owners.
And yet you said we should know. How should we know if you as a spokesperson of the SAPS don't furnish us with
because
that name?
Because that's not my mandate. My mandate is very clear, to prevent, combat and investigate crime.
So how would we know then, Brigadier, because you're not going to give us that information? You expect us to know.
Question, you should have invited the DMRE if you need to know the nitty-gritties of who owns mines. The police do not have information on who owns mines in South Africa. It's the responsibility of DMRE. We should have invited them to this particular conversation so that they form part and parcel of it. We are here to stamp the authority of the state in terms of when crime is involved, and that's the message that we're trying to put across.
Brigadier, this authority of the state and investigating crime is exactly what I'm asking you. If the mine owners have abandoned a mine, that is crime. And we want to know from your point of view, who are these people and why are you not showing us, you know, that you're doing that work?
So, like I've indicated, according to the DMRE, I was in talks with the DMRE spokesperson, who indicated that the mine was rehabilitated according to him. And then it's these illegal miners that have forced open this particular shaft. That is the information that I have. That's how far I can go.
Do we
because
have that
that's the information that I have.
Do we have that rehabilitation certificate?
That's the space of the DMRE. What would the police be doing with a certificate of...
Because if you don't have it, it means that you must investigate them. It's exactly it. If you don't have it, you must investigate.
I did not dispute that. What did I say? I said for now, where we are in terms of information that we can give you is that we are focusing on the rescue mission as directed by the Minister of Police.
And so the miners can run away, and we will get to them when we get to them. They may
Why
be overseas.
Why can they run away? Why did the 1187 that were arrested not run away? Why are they still in custody? Who's running away?
The mine owners are not in custody. The mine owners are not in custody, Brigadier.
Okay. All right.
And if they are in custody, point us to them. You've shown us the faces of the miners coming up that you are arresting, and we welcome that. But you're not willing
to... Listen, DMRE must then advise us that these people have contravened the mining regulations and laws. The DMRE must depose an affidavit telling us about opening a criminal case against the mine owners that have failed to do their job. So we rely on the DMRE to give us that particular information. And that's where we are.
And if they don't, you're not going to investigate?
No, I'm not saying that. You are not listening. Because I said the first aspect of this particular operation, we are focusing on getting people out there. The other aspects will come. But not that they are not, that we are not investigating. We are collecting all information.
Some of the people that resurfaced, we believe, are minors, and you couldn't arrest them. What has happened to that process? How are you processing them?
Who couldn't arrest them?
We were told by the police that you were not able to arrest them. In fact, the MEC yesterday gave us that information of safety in the Northwest, that they were minors, some of them were minors who resurfaced, and they were not able to be arrested. What has happened to those minors? As in children, they're younger than 18.
According to my knowledge, we've got 1,187 that have resurfaced. The majority of them, actually all of them, were arrested. In terms of the people that we are, it's difficult to arrest, obviously, it's those that are not found in possession of gold-bearing material, those that are not found in possession of illegal substances, illegal firearms, and so on. But those that have been arrested, the majority of them were undocumented nationals. They're still in our custody.
Okay, so you needed some of them to be in possession of substances and illegal substances. Otherwise, you can't arrest them if they're South Africans.
It makes it difficult because you need to prove in court that, remember, we are not working alone in these particular cases. We are consulting with the NPA when we take particular decisions. So we will always be advised as to what charges can be brought forward and so on. So we are not working alone as such. But the 1187 is in police custody.
Well, your statement at the very beginning said these are criminals, and you are telling me that you actually are now having to navigate how to charge them.
Unfortunately, that is where we find ourselves. Unfortunately, remember, as police, we arrest. But if the NPA then in court is saying but the charges cannot stick, unfortunately, that's where we find ourselves. We do our job. Our job is to go out there and arrest criminals. And we are doing so diligently.
National Police spokesperson Atlinda Mate.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.